Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And Caruso finds him easily. Can't get it to fall. Rebound tip. Nimhard got it. Second opportunities. McConnell on the steal and he bats it home. He's done it again. And the game is tied with 8.5 remaining.
What a night last night. That was an awesome NBA Finals game. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. The Pacers go up 2-1 last night. And let's give a shout-out to former Sixer T.J. McConnell. Last night, he became the first player in the history of the NBA Finals to have 10 points, 5 assists, and 5 steals off the bench, in 50 years.
Dang.
And you know what? We always talk about spark plugs. Like, he was the spark plug last night. They were down, they put him in, and he flipped that whole game. You know, I'm happy for him because he was here, and he was a role player, backup player for years. And I always thought he was a pretty good player. I didn't think he'd last 10 years in the NBA, though, and do what he did last night. What an awesome night for T.J. McConnell. And we have ourselves a finals now. That's 2-1 Pacers, and no one gave them much of a chance when this thing began.
Yeah, it looked like, when you looked at this thing, that OKC was going to run away with it. But they put up a hell of a fight, man. And it's about getting hot at the right time. And I know that a lot of people aren't really watching these games because of the two teams that are in it. But this has been pretty interesting.
I've enjoyed it. And I just felt so good for McConnell because he had to go through all the crap here. I mean, he had to live through a losing culture here. And, he played his role. And he always thought he gave them good minutes. But, man, to get to a team like the Pacers and a coach like Carlisle and to do what he did last night, I was happy for T.J. McConnell. So we get 2-1 in the NBA Finals. Couple other things going on worth noting here in the NBA. Let's start with the Sixers, then we can make fun of the Knicks for a few minutes, all right? We got big rumors coming out. Is the draft 2 weeks from tonight? I think it's 2 weeks from tonight or 2 weeks away. I think 25th, 26th, somewhere in there, is the NBA draft. So we're getting close now, and we're starting to get the rumors here.
The 25th.
Okay, so it's a two-night thing. I think they've moved it over two nights, so Wednesday, Thursday. So we're about a little less than 2 weeks away from the NBA draft. We had a big one yesterday as a report came out that the Sixers had a private workout with VJ Edgecombe from Baylor, the guy that I circled when this draft lottery happened and they got the third pick. I like him. He reminds me of a young Dwayne Wade. I think that would be the right pick. And Hugh, what was interesting about it is they brought him in. They haven't yet scheduled the workout for Ace Bailey. So it gives off the impression that VJ Edgecombe might be their guy. And the other thing that was interesting about the report from Jake Fisher yesterday was that people around the league get a sense that Edgecombe might not work out with anybody else but the Sixers.
So he's already made up his mind. Or they told him they're going to take him.
Exactly. Maybe he's got a promise from them that if they stay at three and he's on the board, he's their guy. So VJ Edgecombe's name is now out there. I saw FanDuel put up latest odds to be the third pick in the draft. He is now the favorite. It was Ace Bailey. The favorite to be the third pick in the NBA draft is now VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor. The other Sixers thing is a report this morning that they have called the Spurs about moving up to number two to try to get from three to two. Now, here's my question. What would you give up to get that? Would you give up something real to move up one spot?
You know who you... only person that, to me right now, that is attractive at that position is Maxey, I would think.
Or McCain, the kid who came on last year before
Gerald
he got
McCain,
hurt.
Yeah. He's coming off injury, though.
He is. But he looked very promising in his 20-something games.
Yeah, but I think that if you're asking to move up, then Maxey would have to be the guy. And then, you know, you're talking about all these guards on the team. You got to move. Well, I guess in this case, you got to move one. I would probably say, just off the top of my head, who's picking four?
Four is the Hornets.
Yeah, you probably had to give up Maxey.
But we want the idea would be to go from three to two.
Oh, okay. My fault. Okay.
Move up one spot.
One spot to two. Okay.
So Dylan Harper seems to be the teammate of Ace Bailey seems to be the consensus number two.
Yeah, Ron Harper's son.
Yes.
I would probably think that Maxey would be in that deal.
That feels heavy to me to move up one. I mean, I think Harper's probably the second best player, but I'm not giving up Maxey to move one spot. Now, if you tell me I can get up for Cooper Flagg, that's a different story.
No, I hear you.
Feels
but
like
it just
a lot.
Feels like to move up in that spot because number one, Dallas was geeked when they got their pick. So I would think in order to move that spot, his name would be on the table. I think that's what they're going to probably ask for because he's the one that. When you look at it, even though you talk about the other kid, Maxey's the one that shows the most upside at this point. So I would say probably
he's
I would
most
ask
proven.
For
Maxey.
Yeah, I would ask for Maxey. Well, Maxey.
So like, I don't think Maxey should be involved either because I do feel like the Sixers at this point need to turn their attention to who can I pair with Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain as opposed to Joel Embiid and Paul George.
I agree.
Like they need the transition. I will say, I don't think Maxey can be the focal point of the team though. Like and I don't know if any of these guys in the draft can be that guy. Like the Sixers, if they're going to win a title,
they need that guy.
They need a star. Like they need somebody who like was when Joel Embiid's healthy on his level as a player. They don't have that.
They don't. But sometimes you don't know what you have. Like
you don't. It could be one of these guys.
Right. Like I remember when the Warriors drafted Steph and Clay, they weren't super high picks, right? They weren't top five picks. And when they got picked, no one was like, oh, they got the next duo that's going to dominate the league. Sometimes you don't know. You got to let it play out. I mean, I like Jared McCain. I don't want to move him. I'm just happy that Edgecombe might be the guy. I think he's got high upside. And then look, they're not getting Cooper Flagg. So it's a matter of who are they going to get that we might jump on and say, hey, maybe he could play. I'm just happy it's not Ace Bailey. Mm. I don't want him.
Yeah, you was on.
I don't
on
want
that
kid.
Wow.
VJ Edgecombe is just such a bad name.
I know the name's not
good. It's not good.
It's not a good name. I think I looked this morning. I think his real name is Valdez. You like that better?
Valdez Edgecombe? No.
No? No. So that's probably why he goes
doesn't
by VJ.
Work. It just doesn't work. But I think it's more the last name than anything. Like VJ, I think could work if it's not with Edgecombe.
He could be the first VJ.
This is name analysis.
He could be the first VJ in sports, right? Has there been a VJ?
No, that's
there's
not.
Been BJs. There's been DJs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, there's been yes. There's all been all the AJs.
VJ.
There's no VJ.
What? None.
We're gonna be right.
What?
I don't know. Can we make fun of the Knicks? Let's listen to Charles Barkley as everyone around
let's move
the end.
On, shall we?
We're trying. We're trying.
This is Hugh's fault, dude.
What did Hugh do?
What, you just said VJ. You just kept saying VJ.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I was going over all the different J's there have been, and Kyle started giggling back there.
That was Hugh. Yeah. I was taking cues from Hugh. Hugh's the immature one.
I got you. He accuses us of being immature, and he's the most immature one we have. All right.
And slather Vaseline on me.
Okay. The Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau. What was this, like 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
A week and a half ago? And apparently they've called every single available, or they want to be available coach, like guys that are coaching other teams that they want to talk to, Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd with that Emi Abuka, the wife slayer.
Yeah, is that what they call him?
That's what I call him, the wife slayer.
Who was he with, Neil Long?
He was with Neil Long, but he was slaying somebody else's wife.
Yeah, I think he messed that up. Yeah, to be totally honest with you.
She looked good. Oh, my God.
He lost the Celtics job to go to Houston. He screwed the whole thing up, if I'm being totally honest. Anyway, they try to get him. They try to get Quinn Snyder. Now they're getting a bunch of no, you can't talk to my coach.
No.
Here's Charles Barkley on the Knicks.
Yep. The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
They don't have a plan. It's remarkable. They fired a coach that took them further they have gone in 2 decades, and they literally have no idea what they're doing to get a replacement.
That was crazy to me. He squeezed blood out of a turnip when it came to that team in the way that they played, especially when they played Boston, man. And to get did the way that he got done, it's kind of crazy. But that's the NBA in a nutshell. You know, somebody didn't like his coaching style. And, you know, I guess they're trying to make a move to get somebody. So what they had to do was get rid of him first. But to have no plan is ridiculous.
I think it's becoming clear they didn't have someone they wanted over him. They just didn't want him. Mm-hmm. And now they're finding out they can't find anyone. So we can have fun at the Knicks' expense while they try to find a new head coach. And we follow the latest Sixers rumors 2 weeks until the NBA draft. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones. Jamal is in Willow Grove. Good afternoon, Jamal.
Hey, how we doing, everybody?
Good, Jamal. What's up?
Well, I don't know. I found myself kind of agreeing with both sides. And this never happens when I listen to you guys, by the way. I usually call just to bother you, but not to that.
I like those calls, Jamal, to be honest.
But, all right. So I think for the purpose of conversation, right, when we're talking sports, It's okay to bring up the talent around them. I really don't mind. But in all honesty, historically, no one's going to talk about this dude going forward. Like the Niners, 94, the one that spanked San Diego,
yep.
3 first ballot Hall of Famers. We don't talk about, oh, they won because they were super talented. So I don't really think that's part of the issue here. I think the real issue here is that a lot of Eagles fans, a lot of people in the Delaware Valley, honestly, Jalen is kind of like our hero as far as sports go, dude. It's not Bryce. I know a lot of people think it's Bryce. It's really not Bryce, dude. For a lot of people, he just kind of symbolizes what we want in Philly. Bring your lunch pile, get punched in the face, get back up. So a lot of times when you guys are making points, not that you're wrong, but I mean, people are watching somebody they look up to kind of feel like that he's getting crapped on. That's really what the backlash is about, because in all honesty, you guys are right.
Jamal, it makes sense. I hadn't thought about it like that.
Yeah. And a bag of chips.
It's almost like a lot of people feel a very strong connection to him for, you know, whatever reason. Whether it could be his story, it could be, you know, like you mentioned, his mentality, like we want athletes to be like. I get that. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, think about it. He's kind of like, we've always wanted the guy who came in somehow be under the radar and just win and have a chance to give us the win long term. And we actually have that. And that's not to say we didn't have great quarterbacks before. But I look at it like we're approaching the realm of unknown right now, you know? We've never really had the option to go perennial every year and win a Super Bowl. I mean, we got close with those Reed and those McNabb teams, you know? But, I mean, we genuinely have our version of Patrick Mahomes. So I think of it like this, like my lady, she's not Rihanna, but that's who I got to take to the ball, right?
Right.
So it's kind of like we're crapping on who we got to take to the ball. He's not good enough. We need Mahomes. He's not good enough. He needs to be more like that, but not necessarily. Most of us are happy with what we got. We'd rather go to the prom with Jalen. That's not against anybody else.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense. It's like love the one you're with. Like, why are we nitpicking the best we've ever had? Jamal, I get it, man. We appreciate the phone call. I get that aspect to you. I mean, I think he is already, but he's certainly on the path to being the best Eagles quarterback ever, right? Like, he's already got 5 years in he's got two Super Bowl trips. He's got a win. Like, Donovan didn't have those two things, right? The Super Bowl trips and win. He didn't have that. And he's probably going to make it just as long as Donovan did, or close, like 9 years, a decade. He's the best quarterback they've ever had. So I get that. I see why people are being sensitive about nitpicking him, because why do it to the best they've ever had?
You know, I'm still stuck on the Rihanna thing, because I'm sitting there thinking, like, okay, you say you date who you with.
Yeah.
But what if Rihanna wanted to date you? Does that mean that, you know, you upgrade, or do you stay where you are because, you know, this is the lady that you've been with?
If you'd like me to translate. Yeah. I'll say this. If the Bengals offer me Joe Burrow, I would take him. I mean, if we're using the analogy, I would take him.
I was really asking Jamal because that's what we talk about. If Rihanna, you were going
to the literal of what he said.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, if Rihanna wanted to date, if she said, hey, Jamal, hey, cutie, like, you know, what's going on? Let's go out to dinner. What is Jamal going to say?
I'm not going to put words
in
Jamal's
mouth. There's no upgrade for my situation, so.
Way to get ahead of that thing, because you know I was coming to you next.
I was speaking about the quarterbacks, all right? Just about the quarterbacks.
Speaking of ladies, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you know, we here.
What are you doing?
We here. Just want to give a shout out to Buzz, man. I didn't know Buzz.
No.
Listen, I know Buzz has a girlfriend, and I'm just saying, you know how when you look at somebody.
But you don't care.
Nah. And you look at somebody, and you'd be like, wow.
Were the ladies looking Buzz way yesterday?
Oh, dog.
At the game?
There were women,
Buzz,
all kind of
dog.
Women. It was all kind of women yelling and waving at Buzz, like, hey, Buzz. And I was like, hold up.
Were you jealous? Buzz. Were you jealous of Buzz?
A little bit. Because I'm like, damn. Buzz got a girlfriend, and Buzz must be the nicest person that works in the building, because the lady at the cafeteria spoke to him and a couple other people spoke.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, don't nobody speak to me like that.
Well, at one point you went up there and you took food and didn't pay by accident, yeah, so they didn't forget that.
Oh, and you talk about beef.
Yeah, you told me I have beef.
Frankie Two Scoops got beef with you.
What did I do to him?
I don't know.
Seems like he wants to give you his own two scoops.
I know.
Frankie wouldn't know. He
left and a right.
He wanted to give him a two-piece.
Hugh told me that Frankie Two Scoops has beef with me. I was like, what?
He's like, that Joe Gelio. He was like, you know, because I
he used a strong term, too. I mean, wow.
Clean it up, Hugh.
You want me to clean it up, huh? You don't want me to clean it up, because it's still going to be, you know. But Frankie Two Scoops has some strong wording.
Did you ask him, like, why?
No, because at that point, I just wanted some ice cream.
Yeah, okay.
Well, sometimes it's universal. Like, if somebody says, like, Joe pisses me off, I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it wasn't that. I was like.
He just seems more mellow than a listener would get mad about.
Can I tell y'all something, man?
I guess not.
Every day.
He must be a, Bohm guy? Maybe he's a Bohm guy.
Every day.
Oh, you know, that could be it.
Somebody asked me something about one of you guys, and they were like, man, I don't know how you do this. I said, dude. Both Kyle and Joe are good people. We do a show. We don't have to always agree on what we talk about. But some people don't understand that you can disagree and you can still be friends with somebody.
Right. Screw that guy.
but when Frankie, when I rode up to get my ice cream and Frankie Tooscoos told me about you, I was like, damn.
I was like, wow, I didn't know Joe and Frankie had beef.
I didn't either. Frankie Tooscoos
seems like a nice guy. Now I'm questioning everything.
I would venture to say if you were with me, he probably would have swung on you. He'd have probably came from behind the ice cream.
Dive across the table.
Hold on a second. There's no way he's taking swings.
No, I don't know, dog. Yeah,
don't underestimate him, man.
It was unsolicited.
The two Frankie, scoops isn't about the ice cream, man.
It's about that two-piece he's trying to get Joe.
I'm not going to disrespect the legend, okay? I'm going to let it be. I'm not going to say anything back. He doesn't have to like me. I have no beef with him.
Hey, it's fine.
Because way to take the high road, guys.
I am taking the high road. I usually do that. I try to take the high road.
You got to respect your elders.
Did not expect it to do it in this situation, but here we are.
As a friend, I suggest if you want something in the cafeteria, you send me to go get it.
You think he wouldn't? You think he wouldn't serve me ice cream?
No, he served me
ice cream before.
It's that bad?
I don't know. I mean, it was just because it was unsolicited. You know, because I'm sitting there with heartthrob Buzz. I'm sitting there with heartthrob Buzz, and me and Mike Angelini, we're just sitting there. We're like, damn, Buzz, your girlfriend has a cat, like Mrs. Buzz or Buzzer. You have a catch because he's a heartthrob. Wow.
Mrs. Buzz.
I ain't know her name.
I don't think it's a Mrs.,
And I can almost guarantee you by this segment here, Buzz is never hanging out with me again.
Oh, yeah, you're cooked.
You're just too messy, man.
It doesn't matter. At some point, it's going to get messy every day on the airwaves.
You know what? Since we're being messy, I got one more.
No, we're trying not to be.
I got one more before we leave. Max. Can we tell you what Max did?
Max, of course, runs our YouTube.
He runs our YouTube. So Max is new here. So, you know, we're getting ready to pack up from the show. And I say, Joe, where are you going? So, you know, Joe has some things to do. So me and Mike, we're going, you know, to get the free meal. Well, not free, because it costs money. So we're going to get a meal.
Clean that up.
Upstairs. Yeah, we're going to the cafeteria to get a meal. So Ava comes in, right? Ava the Saver. And she's like, why did y'all leave Max downstairs? We said we didn't leave Max downstairs. Max didn't walk with us. Max is sitting somewhere in the corner like he's on punishment. Doing the work because he didn't know where to go.
Well, you didn't tell him before you left.
Well, Max needs to ask questions.
He's working.
But he's still
he's busy.
We're packing up, and Max should have said, hey, guys, what do we do next? You know, Max didn't ask questions. Max needs to do a better job of asking questions.
Not everybody, when the show is over, just gets to walk away. Some people have more responsibilities.
Well, Max needs to ask questions. Max, yes, as he's looking now. Yeah. Ask questions next time,
he
Max.
Asked this morning, and you ripculed the guy, and now you're ripping him on the air.
Well, you know, because I'm messy.
Yeah. You know what I think this is? Because Hugh picks on Max a lot.
Yeah.
It's because he's
Max sound advice though.
Well, Max is giving you people the platform to crush you.
Yeah.
And they're
is
in
that
your
what
head.
It is?
And I think you have I think there's something
no.
you're trying to distract.
Deep seated.
Yeah. I'm trying to help Max out.
I think you blame Max for you
no,
people.
No, I don't. I'm trying to help Max out. Did I not give Max good dating advice like a couple weeks ago?
I don't know if it was good.
I doubt it. I mean,
probably not.
It was pretty good. Okay. I said, hey, if you find somebody that you vibe with, Max, y'all need to stay together.
That's good. Yeah.
Dating is hard. It is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I told him that. So I give out good advice sometimes, but
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
Max needs to speak up a little bit, man. Max needs to speak
up. Maybe you got to stop leaving people high and dry and then blaming them. Yeah, we'll just go with that.
No, he should have walked with us. He should have said, hey, guys, wait for me. That's easy.
He was working, and then you disappeared.
Yeah, we did.
You high-roaded him, and then you blamed him for it.
Definitely did not high-road
him. You high-roaded him.
Max, we've been here too long for you to be acting like that, man, so stop it.
You high-roaded him. You didn't defend me. Frankie Two Scoops was destroying
me.
You're not a team player.
I know.
Well, no,
you're not
all,
a foxhole guy. You left us at the school.
Frankie Two Scoops.
The truth is, this is revealing about you.
Frankie Two Scoops is an OG.
Are you afraid of him?
No, I think you didn't want the smoke from Frankie Two Scoops.
I didn't want the smoke from Frankie Two Scoops, especially when I'm trying to get some ice cream.
So that selfish Douglas over here
I'm like,
needs his two scoops.
He said, that Joe Giglio, did he have some other colorful words that he used? And I was like, thank you for the ice cream.
So what I'm gathering is he's probably a Phillies homer, and he's upset when I crush him. I mean, he's a Turner guy. Maybe he's that. All right, let's go to Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
How you guys doing today?
Good, Kevin. What's up? What are you thinking?
So here's my thing. I think Hugh hit early with something where he talked about it being where Jalen was drafted. And the reason why I say that is because It's not the fact that you guys are criticizing his talent. It's that you keep moving the goalposts or changing the narrative. And this is what I mean. I'm going to give you a couple of examples. One, I'm going to talk about Peyton Manning for a second.
Okay.
When Peyton Manning was drafted, because of where he was drafted, it was expected for him to have talent. Throughout the majority of his career, whether they stayed the entire time, the Colts put 7 first-round draft picks offensively around him, in either through the draft or inherited, in Edgerrin James, in Marshall Faulk, and Marvin Harrison, and Reggie Wayne, Anthony Gonzalez, who was drafted, Joseph Addai, who was drafted, Dallas Clark, Jeff Saturday. On defense, Dwight Freeney, Bob Sanders. Nobody talks about this because of where he was drafted. You know, you guys bring up Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, at one point of his career, had Keenan Allen, had Austin Eckler, had 2 first-round wide receiver draft picks in Mike Williams and Quentin Johnson, had Nick Bosa on his team, had Khalil Mack, mm-hmm. had Derwin James, mm-hmm. all these great players, and I never hear anybody talk about the talent that they have. And it only feels like when Jalen Hurts is successful, that's when it comes up. Because if I'm not mistaken, there were people on this radio station and in the national media who did not think the Saquon Barkley signing was a good signing.
Jaleel?
Well, that's not true. I just didn't think it would have the impact it did. So, yeah, okay. I was wrong. He
so
was amazing. Yeah.
Right? Then they bring up this fact that we had this abundance of talent. You mean the 2 rookies that we had? You mean the linebacker who was a special teams player the year before? We had, like, I laugh at all this quote-unquote talent that Jalen Hurts has. When Joe Burrows went to the Super Bowl, he had 3 receivers in Taj Boyd, T. Higgins, and Ja'Marr Chase. They chose to draft Ja'Marr Chase instead of drafting Penei Sewell.
Which may have been a mistake in totality. But, Kevin, you bring up some fair points, but regardless of what we thought, because we're just fans, we're wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, Zach Bond was an all-pro. He was voted mm-hmm. as one of the top 2 linebackers in the whole sport.
Absolutely.
So like, what we think is independent of what becomes, right? Like, what becomes is mm-hmm. what becomes. Mm-hmm. So the Eagles last year had the best roster in the league. I don't think that's debatable. That's part of the story.
I do think that's debatable.
It's
because
not.
Of how the narrative... Well, hold on. I could make a clear argument that the Detroit Lions roster was better than the Philadelphia
Eagles. Kevin, and I was making that during the season, but by the end...
Not
by the playoffs. They lost Hutchinson. Well, they lost their whole defense, yeah.
Well, that's a different argument. The different argument is whether or not they got hurt, but you could make an argument. Would Jahmyr Gibbs or Derrick Henry or Josh Jacobs had the same season... If they were with the Philadelphia Eagles, probably because of the offensive line.
Kevin, I agree with you. But you uh-huh. say that, and I think it's totally fair. Yet I say, I think if you put Josh Allen here, the Eagles win the Super Bowl, and everyone gets offended. It's the same thing.
No. Well, it is, because you're putting another elite quarterback on this team. How about this? Let me ask you a question. Does Zach Wilson have more talent than Jalen Hurts?
No, he's stupid.
Yes, he does.
No, he does. No, he does. No, because no, he doesn't. He doesn't because he can't run like Jalen Hurts, and he's dumb.
Running is a quality?
Of course it is. Josh Allen
when
runs.
Was it not?
Lamar Jackson runs. Course it's a quality. Kevin, I don't think Zach Wilson does not have more talent than Jalen Hurts because some of quarterbacking is mind, the mental. Zach Wilson is a moron at the position. He's stupid out there.
But under your narrative, and by the way, real fast. You brought up the Cincinnati Bengals last year.
Yeah.
You talked about, do you know the first game of the season they lost 15-12 to the New England Patriots? Had they won that game, they would have been in the playoffs. So their defense did their job that
in
game.
One game.
Point. That's part of the supporting
that one game
cast.
Cost them the playoffs, right? You bring up the and you do this a lot.
But wait, the Eagles defense played bad early. By the end, they were the best defense we'd ever seen.
Yes. I'm not disagreeing with any of that, but I'm just saying it's how you create this narrative around Jalen.
What narrative? There's no narrative, Kevin. There's no narrative. I just don't think he's as good as Burrow and Lamar and Allen and Mahomes. That's not a narrative. It's just what I feel.
Can I say one thing before you hang up on me? You bring up the Rams game. I've heard you repeatedly say you think he played bad that game.
He did. It's a 7 sacks.
You mean the 40-yard run that he had on the first drive?
Yes.
Or you mean the fact that he got sacked 9 times in the snow? Or you mean the fact that he hurt his knee in that
way? 7 sacks.
He did. He hurt his knee.
Yes.
He hurt his knee. I
know that. I know that.
Stafford got sacked.
But before halftime, he took a sack to take him out of field goal range. It was ridiculous. He held the ball too long. That was what the injury happened after that. The injury happened after that. And we just
take a deep breath.
We just changed facts. It's amazing. Like, you may not like the facts I give. I try to give facts in an argument. The knee injury happened after that. It wasn't before halftime. It wasn't before that sack. It was after that. It was in the third quarter. He took a sack in the end zone. Like, we got...
Everyone played in the snow, by the way.
They all did.
Mm-hmm.
No, I thought it was just snowing when the Eagles were on the field. Like a dark cloud, like in a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. 215-592.
You good?
No, I'm...
Yeah. Almost done.
I'm sorry to be laughing, but
I'm trying.
It got funny. A little funny.
I'm trying. I'm also in my feelings because apparently Frankie Two Scoops hates me.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, no, he wanted to put hands on you. It was crazy.
At his age? All right, 215-592-9494. All right, more of your phone calls on Hurts. Plus, we got to check in with the situation at Cincinnati with a player we've been trying to bring in. That's next. And you people on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think I know this song. If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you with.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful. You butchered it, but it's a wonderful song.
No, because I remember this from Full Force has a version. Ain't nothing wrong with a temporary love thing.
So is this song all the Jalen people basically sing this to us?
This
like,
is what, so
why,
messy.
Why are you talking about Burrow or Lamar? Love the one you're with. You got Jalen.
Love the one you're
with. Haters. Just a hater.
Listen, Jalen's awesome. He's awesome as in the second tier of quarterbacks in the NFL. I do not hate Jalen Hurts. No way. Guy's a winner. I agree on that. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone lines here, we do have to get some people up who have been waiting and want to jump in the conversation. Want to get them up before the end of our show today. We will check in with you people. curious how mad they are at Kyle and I today. I'm guessing Hugh's in their good graces today because he's on you people's side. I'm guessing that. We'll get to that coming up. First, could we check in? So we've been monitoring the Trey Hendrickson situation in Cincinnati, and maybe they'll move him. Maybe it's going to blow up. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. Yeah, I should have known that was.
You knew it. Well, you think we planned this segment for no reason?
No, I know it was coming.
It was coming. All right, so we wanted to check in to see what's going on out there because maybe the worse it gets, the more likely we could get Trey Hendrickson. Seems like it's going from bad to worse. So not only is Trey Hendrickson holding out, their first-round pick, Shamar Stewart, a defensive end from Texas A&M, who presumably was drafted to replace Trey Hendrickson, he's holding out. Because they're trying to change some sort of language in his contract to offset some things in case he has an injury.
Yeah, to void him. From what I understand, it's some language that it voids out the other years of his contract.
Yeah, and he's not having it. You know, I guess he's the guinea
pig.
Smart kid. Yeah, they want to change it, and he's the first round pick since they want to change the way they do things. He's saying no, he's not there. Here's Shamar Stewart, and then we'll hear from Joe Burrow, who sounds annoyed at the whole thing.
Like some people say, we all agree Trey will be right, right? But technically still 1% wrong for being under contract. So in my case, I'm 100% right, so it should be a no-brainer. And in Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17 and a half sacks for 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that. But
all right, so he's not happy, Hugh, and the fact that like, he's the replacement for Trey Hendrickson, and he's not in camp. It's a disaster.
Yeah, I love that for him. This is, to me, in this instance, this situation, this is a byproduct of the NIL.
I agree.
This is a byproduct of that because these kids have gotten smarter. They're learning how, you know, he probably made a ton of money in college, so he's not really worried about that. So now with that, he's learning about money. He's learning about contracts and things of that nature. The Bengals ought to be ashamed of themselves for trying to do this. Because gone are the days where you have these young kids that come into the NFL and they got to buy their mama a house or get certain things because they have no choice. He has a choice. And he's being smart about it. It was funny, right? Because I'm looking at some of the comments that people had, the audacity, he's just a rookie. He need to do this. He's being smart. He read his contract. He understood the language, and he didn't like it. That is great. That means he's aware of what his worth is. Bottom line. So I'm happy he did it. And like I said, the Bengals ought to be ashamed of themselves for writing that language in that contract, trying to get over on it.
So I always think teams always have to look for like the next loophole to save money. I get it, but once he said no, they got to back off, right?
Yeah.
Like I understand teams or businesses, they try to like slip things in a contract. They try to get the most of it. But once he read it, and his agent, I'm sure, was part of this, and said, "Nah, we're not doing that," they got to pull back. He's their first round pick, and he's not on the field to replace Hendrickson. So the whole thing's a mess out there. The Bengals are cheap, we know that. Then we had this Joe Burrow. I just keep counting down the moments so he's going to ask for a trade because he cannot be happy that not only is Hendrickson probably going to leave, well, now the first round pick's on the field. Here's Joe Burrow talking about all this.
Now that Jamar and T are paid, do you notice a difference in vibe or anything like that around the locker room and practice?
Definitely less distractions than last year. You know, those guys are out there working. I know they're, you know, last year they're out there working on their own, not being here, but when you have those two guys that bring energy, guys that make incredible plays and day in and day out, and they're going to grind just as hard as everybody else, that permeates throughout the team.
You mentioned less distractions with Jamar and T having agreed to deals. Is Trey not being here, his deal not done, is that a distraction?
Of course. Last year we had two, this year we have one, so we do have less. You'd love to have none, but you know that's life in the NFL. We're all supporting Trey and would love for him to be back.
Well, some places it's life in the NFL. It's not, that doesn't really happen here. I mean, Hugh, the Eagles don't let these things happen. Sometimes they pay guys too early, right? They make a mistake once in a while, like a Carson. But for the most part, they get ahead of every contract and they never, I mean, the closest thing we had to this was Reddick, right, a few years ago when he was kind of like at practice but not practicing. But it's very rare the Eagles have a player that is like the Bengals have two players basically holding court saying these guys are cheap. That would never happen here.
That has been the story of the Cincinnati Bengals for a long time.
That's why they don't win.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate because they had some success when Joe Burrow came and took them to the Super Bowl. And now you have this story, and instead of them just saying, okay, we'll move on from this, it becomes public. And now people look at it, and knowing the history of the Bengals, it's just not a good look. It's really not a good look. And on top of that, what you're doing to Trey Hendrickson, it's one of those things where, what are you doing?
Unless something changes, I think there's probably a greater likelihood that Burrow becomes this generation's Marino rather than winning Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably, he got to one, they lost. I don't know when they're getting back.
Yep. And while we're in the business of being messy today, if he requests a trade, I'm offering Jalen straight up.
Yeah, I would too.
Oh, so you being super messy.
I think I'm being realistic. I mean, be a no-brainer trade. Kidding me?
I mean, the question would be how much we'd have to add to Jalen
right.
to get the deal
of
done.
Of course.
Yeah. You wouldn't do it, would you?
Mm-mm. I just Coward. Feel like, no.
Well, no. It's true to his list. He has
no,
Jalen ranked above
know.
Burrow.
Well, I
know. No, it's because.
Which is a joke.
Okay. Here's the thing. Because I feel like a lot of times when we have these arguments, it's either based in one reality or the next. And I think for some people, it's based in reality of, say, neither one of these quarterbacks are in the NFL, and it's just strictly on skill set.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to get the best skill set individual to fit your team, right? So that's a side topic. But when I look at what Jalen has done at this level, it has surpassed what Joe Burrow has done at this level, even though Joe Burrow has more tools in his toolbox.
He's a better player.
He has
we
more
can
tools
just say
in his toolbox. Okay, he has more tools in his toolbox.
He
Same
is a
thing.
Better
he
player.
He has more tools
he
in his
toolbox.
He is
a
what I hear
player.
Is a little filibuster.
I know.
You would make
I
it's
mean,
not being it's a filibustering.
Oh. It's saying the same thing.
It's not.
He had okay, since this will help you out so you understand what I'm saying. Michael Strahan has longer arms than me.
Right.
Michael Strahan is a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. I have short arms. He
and?
Has more tools in his toolbox. It's the same thing.
Well, you know, next time we
he
see
was
it,
not better than me.
Next time we see Howie, I might have.
That
I
was
might,
very truthful.
Next time we see Howie, I might have to just ask him. Like 1998.
Yeah.
Would you have
All
traded?
Like
2000-ish, like with primes for both these guys.
I didn't have to change my position when I came to them.
I'm just saying.
I ain't hating. I'm not hating because he's a Hall of Famer.
Just I have to ask Howie.
He's my black college Hall of Fame brother.
If you could have traded Hugh and got Strahan back, would you have done it?
I'm just saying.
What do you think Howie would say to me off the record?
What Howie say?
Mm-hmm.
He'll take me all day.
Mm.
No, I don't know.
I'm not sure. All right, let's quickly grab Terrence in Springfield. Then we got you people. Terrence!
Cujo Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Man, I like the fact that we can have nice arguments about this topic, man. Me and Kyle had a nice back and forth.
Oh, I'm sure.
A little bit ago, man. But my thing is, man, like I love you, Joe.
But,
I love you guys, but I'm getting tired of hearing like the loaded roster thing too, because we didn't know what the defense is going to look like in the season coming up. They came off a year where they were horrible. They came off a year where the offense was horrible and the defense was horrible. They had an epic collapse the year before. So in the year coming in, we didn't know what Cooper Jean was going to be. We didn't know what Quinion Mitchell was going to be. So to me, it's kind of not fair to say that the talent around him, because to me, if you think about it, every team has a nice wide receiver, a nice tight end, a nice running back. It's what you do with it. And I heard you guys say you would take Burrow in a trade. I wouldn't, because we don't know how he's going to fit with this team. And I heard Hugh said it earlier.
Oh, my goodness.
I think the way Jalen plays fits this team better than I think any other quarterback would. We don't know. Like, if you look down the line, there's a chance that Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen may not even win a Super Bowl ever.
Yeah, you're right.
We look down there at the Dan Marinos, that they had a lot of talent, had great arms, they had great skills, but they never won the big one. And I heard you said this the other day. We've seen loaded teams before. like the Niners, like the Cowboys. Like, it's what you do with the team that you have around you. We can't jeopardize Jalen because, guys, the fact of the matter is, when Jalen Hurts finally, when it's all said and done and this guy leaves here, we're going to miss him. Because we might go back to the days when we were losing a lot of games.
I agree with all that. It's just like when Troy Aikman left the Terrence, good fault. When Troy Aikman left the Cowboys, they were stuck for years until Romo became good, right? They had like 5 years where they were terrible. It could happen to the Eagles. I hope it doesn't, but it could. We will miss Jalen when he's gone. He's consistently good, and he's a winner, and he's tough, and he's moves the chains all the time. I like him a lot. But like to his point on the Niners and all these things, no one says Troy Aikman's the best quarterback of all time. He's got 3 rings. Like I think it's very similar. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're upset today about.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You and Skip. Sitting in a tree.
Seriously? Oh. You know what? When he said Skip, I forgot about Creepy Skip.
You mean your neighbor that peers in your windows?
I forgot about Creepy Skip.
Should we stop talking about Skip? It is pretty remarkable.
I mean, it emboldens him to keep calling in. And I enjoy his calls. I feel like Hugh doesn't.
He doesn't bother me. I am comfortable in my skin. Skip seems a little weird.
I think he'd be comfortable in your skin, too.
Yeah, unfortunately. You seem oddly okay with, like, the man's peering through your windows, and because of the HOA, he had a key to your house. He was inside.
Hey, listen, let me tell you.
I would not be comfortable if I was you.
This is the thing.
It's kind of odd.
With me. It's like, you know, when people, you know how you're out and sometimes people take a picture.
Yeah.
You can't stop them from taking a picture. But if you get in my blast radius, then you got
blast
a problem.
Radius? What?
Oh, God.
Joe caught it. You get in that radius, you know what I mean? You got that, you know, 50 feet. But if you get in the blast radius, you know, you might.
Like when you're farting on the air?
Yeah, you might know. You might catch what Joey Two Scoops want to get.
That's Frankie.
No, it'd be Frankie Two Scoops.
Yep. Frankie's got to relax. All right, go ahead.
So every now and then, there's days where the camera's just fixated on me, mm-hmm. even though I'm not.
Oh, right.
Even when I'm not talking. Today was one of those days, so I was getting some good ones, actually. And I like this one. So somebody said I look like W.B. Mason. I'll take that.
You're talking about the mustache
piece. Yeah, he's on the wall of the stadium.
Strapping fella.
I mean, it's kind of an outdated look, WB.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm bringing it back.
Okay.
If I have anything to say about it.
But didn't he have the twirly mustache, like the curls?
Yeah, it's a little more twirly than mine, but all right, still, strapping gentleman, yep. I also got Scrat, the squirrel from Ice Age.
I don't like
that one as much.
Yeah, I like that one.
That one hurts.
You're Scrat, yep.
That one's dumb. Scrat. I remember Scrat.
He's the squirrel that's always trying to get the acorn.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I see
it.
Yeah.
I mean, disagree, first of all, but I'll take it, you know. Kyle's a certified hater.
How?
Get a grip and grow up.
How's your...
I don't know. I don't know how I can make it any more clear that I'm a big fan of Jalen Hurts. I don't like to go overboard.
Yeah, I think the problem is the fans have gone overboard. Yeah. Like, the super fans have gone overboard.
It's gone way too far.
And now we're just trying to bring everyone back to the middle.
We got people saying Mahomes isn't the best quarterback in the league anymore.
I mean, we've gone past delusion to amnesia.
People have got to stop.
We need something. Medicine.
I beg everybody to stop. Yeah. All right. Couple just in general about the show. Who gives a crap? All of you, apparently.
Yeah, you're here. Help me understand that one. Is the fact that we do a show every day. Mm-hmm. And you complain about us doing the show, mm-hmm. but yet and day, every day you show up. Mm-hmm. Like, help me understand that. Like, seriously.
Yep. Shut up about the quarterback.
No.
For,
this is WIP. No one shut up about any of these quarterbacks for 40 years.
It's a timeless comment directed at WIP. Yep. So we're not allowed to love our quarterback.
You can love him, but you can be realistic.
This is unconditional love, though. This is one of the ones you know.
It's like Skip loves you. It's like it's a little too much.
You know what it is? I figured it out. We did the that one's too much. You know what this is? Like, we all love our children, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have certain parents who like
think, you have favorites.
Not favorites.
I was thinking it, but I wasn't doing that.
You ever meet the parent who thinks their kid is a genius and thinks their kid is going to make it to the NFL?
I got one better. The one that they say their kids are cute and they really aren't.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah.
You're deluded about your
right. Like,
your kid ain't that cute.
I never. You don't say anything bad about your kid, but like, I'm sorry, your kid's probably not going to the NFL. Like, let's be real here. That's the Jalen people.
Yep. Well, you'd never say this to Jalen Hurts' face, Joe.
Well, why would I? when am I going to be in a conversation with him where he's arguing he's
all
the best
quarterback? All if he calls in like A.J. Brown.
Well, if he'd like to, and he wants to argue on his own behalf, I'd love that.
Yep. So we talk a lot about how you people are in Hugh's head.
Oh, clearly.
Well, people think now that Two Scoops might be in your head.
He might be, actually. I don't understand why the guy's so mad at me.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Wants to give you a two-piece.
With no biscuit. with no biscuit.
The two scoops are your own, buddy.
What would I do if that actually happened? I can't.
I think you get cooked.
No, but I can't swing back.
Well, you can't. You're just going to have to go ahead and take that L. And I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you're not a foxhole guy.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
I don't think you can step in here. I think this is all you.
When he was talking, I just kind of sat there. I was like,
now I'm imagining Don Zimmer and Pedro just shoving him to the side.
This one just popped up recently because he was talking about him. Michael Strahan in a heartbeat. See you, Hugh.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
Yeah, and was that coming from Howie Roseman? No,
I mean, probably.
I mean, I can't argue. I mean, yep. I made a strong case, but I mean, at the end of the day,
everyone would have shipped you out of here in 10 seconds.
You look like Rocky the Flying Squirrel today.
Who, me?
With the sunglasses on top of the head.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see that.
Okay, yep. Okay.
It's not too bad. Nah. One more thing. I agree with this. Hugh, no respect for his own supporting cast. Joe and Kyle.
What are you talking about?
Thank you. Finally.
What does that even mean?
Well, you
no
know.
Respect.
You know.
No, I respect you guys every day.
You did not give credit for the parlay.
I did get credit.
You peacock around here.
I did that first, though, when you brought it up.
Oh, yeah, like as if I forgot. The over in the A's Angels. All right, you guys have a great... We know we didn't get to everyone on the phone lines today. Afternoon show's up next. We'll talk tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.